I have an announcement to make, which is absolutely fantastic. On behalf of Exmouth Town Council, I wish to congratulate Jenny Newman of the Lorkey Church, who has been awarded the BEM, British Empire Medal, in the Queen's Birthday Honours. The award is for work within the Exmouth community. So on behalf of the council, congratulations to Jenny. I wish you all the very, very best. And it's a proud moment for her family, and also for the town. That makes quite an honourable group to be within. So good effort. Over the past weeks, Bruce and myself have been very busy opening events and new businesses. So we had the festival, the town choir competition, and we've also visited many local businesses. We've been introducing ourselves and listening to their comments regarding the town. We also went down to the Fun Park when East Devon District Council opened it the other Friday. It's proved to be a success, and as you've seen on Facebook, there is a person with a chain around his neck sliding down the slide. I apologise for that, but I had to do it. Also, on Saturday, it was my proud honour and privilege to take the salute at the annual Beat Retreat. It's been going now for quite a few years, and hopefully it's maintained. So that's my announcements at the moment. But before we start the meeting fully, just my normal brief. Before we start the meeting, I wish to remind all attending that the meeting is being recorded. Therefore, may I request that all be aware that any comment is to go through the chair and not directed to individuals. When items are to be debated, I again request all comments are through the chair, please. If a comment or the same answer to a question has been addressed, I wish to request that that is not to be repeated. So I thank you for that. Before we go any further, I'd like to ask your permission to bring forward item 7 after item 5, please. The reason for that is that Councillor Scott has to go to Woodbury Parish Council because we have to attend their meetings as well. So, is that okay with everybody?
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you very, very much. Okay. Apologies for absence, please.
Got apologies from Councillor Tim Dumper, Councillor Pauline Stock, Councillor Brian Bailey, Councillor Claire Goff, and Councillor Brian Cole.
Down.
Terry Darville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The public forum. I haven't got anybody to actually say anything, but I have got a letter here from Mrs. Jackie Wilton. And what I'd like to do, because this lady did come to the town council this afternoon after the time stipulated in standing orders, but the majority, or if not everything that's on this letter, relates to East Devon District Council. So what I'd like to do is give the leaders of each of the groups, so that's Lynn, Steve and Rob, please, a copy of this letter to take to District Council, and I'd ask that you respond to this lady's request, please. So we can do that in a minute. Thank you very much. Jackie, is that okay?
Yes, that's lovely.
Thank you very, very much. Council minutes. There are page 210. And points 211, 212. There is a point under Charlie 18058. It's the leader of the room five. Congratulations and welcome to you in there.
Been
That's
corrected.
Been corrected. And also on 062 after 3 and after 16 on the high type, that's been corrected to not capitals but small type, so that's been corrected. And with regards to Councillor Mark Williamson, that's also been corrected. So that's 212, 213, 214, 215, 216. And 217. Everybody happy with that? Okay, I can sign those then, please.
Proposer and second.
Proposer and seconder, please. Steve Gazzard and Rob. Thank you very much. All those in favour, please show. Those against, if any. Carry. Thank you very much.
Do you want to sign them now, or
do you want to do it now, and I won't forget them, please.
Excuse me, sign the last page and initial the others.
Okay.
There's two last pages.
Okay. Ought to charge for this, didn't I? Pens run out. Matters arising from the Town Council minutes. Just to inform everybody that a number of Town Councillors, District Councillors and County Councillors, along with the Town Clerk and myself, attended Councillor
Jeff Chamberlain's
funeral, and on behalf of the town, I did speak to his widow and gave our condolences and gave thanks of Jeff's service to the town. It was well attended, really was well attended. So I thank all members that actually went there. Any more matters arising? Declarations of pecuniary interest, dispensations, members to declare any interest they may have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay. Do we have any? No? Move on. To resolve that the press and the public be excluded from the meeting during the consideration of items in part two, we haven't got that. So I'll move on. So rather than go on to six, if I can bring forward to 7, which is to ratify that a highways working party be set up. I'll put down that as A. And then to agree terms of reference and membership, which would come under B. Councillor Richard Scott, please.
Thank you, Chair. So the purpose of the highways working party would be to have a lead councillor from each ward to take responsibility for highways. These lead councillors would work with the offices of the town council, the district council, the county council, as well as the county councils to champion highways matters in their ward. We also be able to work for us to introduce training, etc. One of the main purposes of work is to make sure we get our data right, so that when we've got the data management team, the Devon County Council looking where to allocate resources, that we've got our data correct on the system, you know, like we get a larger share of that resource. And well, that's it in brief.
Yes, please, Brian.
May I ask a question?
Of course you can.
Will this improve our communication with Devon Highways? Where sometimes our planning are in conflict with them, and very often they're not at all helpful. When it comes to looking at planning applications, will it improve our line of communication?
For my view, it's not intended to be a planning conduit into Devon County, not to have one this country.
Councillor Williamson?
Just
Just a clarification through you, Chairman, to the Town Clerk. In view of the fact that Development Management Committee and East Devon do consider and make determinations based on highways issues, would there be a conflict of interest if a ward member was also a member of Development Management Committee? I feel there could be an issue.
Town Clerk?
Oh, yeah, I think we'd have to take some advice. I think we'd have to take some advice on that. We had a highways committee in my prior post, and as Councillor Scott has said, it was an interface between the town council officers, town councillors, and officers of the county council to look specifically at highways matters. But it very rarely infringed on planning matters. And I think there's a different department within the county council that's responsible for the planning issues that Councillor Toy's mentioned. So I don't know whether there would be a conflict, but I think we'd have to take some advice.
If there was a conflict, it's like any conflict, as long as you declare it, it's not an issue, but mainly the person would be for more maintenance, highways issues, things like that, rather than actually deal with anything specific like planning.
Mm.
Christine?
I've probably thought that somehow a traffic and parking liaison committee, which meets three times a year, is very effective. Because actually we've got two very good neighbourhood officers at the moment in our area, in the shape of Emma and Richard, who work extremely well together. And sometimes the communication, if there's been a breakdown, because it's not going through to the right people. And that's really, you know, very important from that point of view. And sometimes you put something through and it goes to a central point. You do sometimes wonder why it doesn't get lost more than what it does. But we do meet and thrash things out, and they take things into account. It's a very, very useful meeting from that point of view.
Okay.
And it's been so, you know, for a few years now.
Similar,
have a similar one.
Yep. Alex?
I was just going to say, you've got the full support of the relevant people at Devon County for them to want to work with the committee and vice versa. Are you confident that support exists on both sides?
Yes.
Basically, what's been happening over the last year, the three of us have actually been going out, and also Steve Gazzard, we've gone out with the highways officer. But at weekends, myself and Richard have gone round all three wards that we look after, and some of the work that's we've come across is just a case of moving some leaves over the grills on the drains. Quite straightforward. Higher Holland Road, for instance, we cleared 14 in half an hour, because the road was flooded. We did that job quite easily, which does not need to have a report written up, somebody coming all the way from Exeter to come down to do the work. So if we have a team from each of the wards who could share the workload and go round the site, and one person then reports potholes, because they know what size a pothole is, or a surface that needs to be done, and or gullies, drains, and whatever. So if we have that one person, then goes on to the Devon website and report it, that obviously frees the highways, local highways officer up, because if it's phoned through, that person then has to go online and do exactly what we should all be doing. So it will free that particular person up to actually get out and do work that we're asking the highways department to work. And if anybody has any issues with any of Devon County Council services, there's myself, Richard and Christine working as a team, and we will endeavour to resolve or speak to the person in charge. So please be assured that we are working for the benefit of all wards, including Exeter. Sorry, Brenda.
It was just a question, really. The other day, up at Lidlum, there was a van mending, two guys mending this pothole, and they'd come from Minehead. And I said, oh, that's a long way to go. And yes, it takes an hour and three quarters each way, sometimes 2 hours. Now, is that the best use of Devon's money, spending all that? 4 hours travelling to mend a few potholes? I thought, I can't believe that this is happening. So can you look into that?
It's the new subcontractor is Skanser. It used to be Devon Highways. Skanser have now got the contract, so it's left to the contractors to sort out their schedules. With regards to distances, again, that is entirely up to that particular company. I'll come back to you in a second. Christine Norton?
Yeah, I can fully see the advantages of having eyes and ears on the ground. And using the reporting channels effectively, I can fully see the benefits to us all of that. My question is whether, am I right in thinking there are some community champions for highways or community pothole fillers? Am I wrong on that? Does that exist, or is that something that was proposed and never will carry through?
I'll ask Richard to answer that one, because this is what this is about.
So, question to demonstrate the need for the working party, because everyone's very well. The road warning scheme referred to does exist. It's allowed to kick in. The issue is, in particular, the was too large to do the road warning scheme. There's too many roads, the roads are too big. The road warning scheme works the same as a snow warning scheme. It's effective when you live in smaller rural settings and you have one or two people that go out for small potholes. Issue here with the next with half an hour stretch of the road that need plane and resurfacing. So this working group is kind of our way of trying to get road wardens, but not doing exactly what a road warden does in most places in Devon.
Debate over. Right, could we have some names please from the wards?
Okay,
my apologies. I have a going in front again. I have a proposer and a seconder. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Rob. So it's Mark and Rob. Those in favour that we set up a working party, please show. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 against. Abstentions? 4 abstentions, that's carried then. So we need some names from the different wards. If we could have them through to the...
We can email me afterwards if you want to do it in your group meetings. Yeah.
So if I leave that to the group members, the group leaders of each of the groups to sort that out, please. And if that could come back to myself and the town clerk, we get that in process. So therefore, on B, to agree terms of reference and membership, I have a proposer, please.
Can I propose, Jen, that the terms of reference are prepared by the town clerk and go back to a future meeting, because otherwise
that's
not
there,
any other, then you also got the experience to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So on that basis, I would propose that.
And
Chairman, I just wanted to have a representative from the chamber as well.
I'm sorry, Christine, I've got to stop you on that one there. We'll just get a proposer and a seconder for the terms of reference. We've already gone forward from one. So we've got terms of reference, which the clerk's going to do. I've got a proposer. I'd like a seconder, please. So that's Mark. All those in favour, please show. Those against, if any. Abstentions. That's carried then. Okay, Christine. Right. So Councillor Scott, if you wish to retire, appreciate that.
I wish I could retire.
Right, so we move on to item 6, to receive and consider reports and minutes of committees, working parties, other local bodies and the town clerk and deputy town clerk as appropriate. Planning committee.
Propose the minutes of the meeting held on the 14th of May 2018.
recommendations are in the tablets, separately in the planning agenda. I say move.
And seconder, Councillor Cogill. Those in favour, please show. Those against, if any, carry. Thank you. Finance Committee to receive the minutes of the meeting held on the 17th of May and consider any recommendations therein. This was circulated separately with the finance agenda. Councillor Nash.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I would wish to refer this to the incumbent finance chairman at the time who was running this meeting, who would give an accurate response. I was purely an observer.
Thank you very much. Councillor Nicholas, would you like to propose?
I propose to see the minutes of the meeting on 17th May 2018 and consider any recommendations therein, separately and separately in the finance.
Thank you. And seconder, please. Mark. Thank you. All those in favour, please show. Those against, if any, no. Carry. Town clerk report. I've got the town clerk's report. Prior to the meeting this morning, myself and the deputy clerk, and the deputy mayor had a meeting with the town clerk with regards to CCTV. This was a fact-finding meeting, and there was a meeting to be arranged with the working party within the next couple of weeks. So what the working party would need to do when they meet, I would suggest, is that they require to nominate a chairperson for that particular working party so that we can work with the town clerk, David Eaton, so we can see what the score is with regards to CCTV.
So you can see that the meetings that I attended in April and May, you can see the meetings that I attended in April and May in my capacity as proper officer of the council. As Councillor Trail said, that included a meeting with David Eaton from the Police and Crime Commissioner's Office. And I'll be convening a meeting for the beginning of July for the CCTV Working Party. He's ready to come and give us an update on what the Police and Crime Commissioner are proposing across the county. But he's also going to do a little bit of work with the district council.
Just stop there for a minute. We've got a distraction. It's a fine of a bottle of port.
Sorry, Jim.
That would be nice.
I'm glad you didn't mention any names as well.
So we will be convening a meeting of the CCTV Working Party, but we have been asked by the District Council to reconsider the possible transfer of the CCTV from the District Council to the Town Council, which you know was discussed in the context of our lease negotiations last year. So we'll be picking that back up. Parishes Together, district councils will be aware that the format of the Parishes Together funding is changing. And as reported previously, we've been asked to oversee a pilot scheme, a Dragon's Den style scheme, which will effectively ring fence the proportion of funding that would normally have been allocated to Exmouth Town Council. It's still subject to approval by full council at East Devon District Council, so simultaneously we're working up some ideas on how that Dragon's Den type event might, what form that might take, and we will come back to councillors in due course. Exmouth Information Sharing Group. I attended a meeting of the Exmouth Information Sharing Group on the 27th of April. That's a new meeting that's been instigated by Richard Cohen, bringing officers together from various departments across the District Council and myself, so that we can work in partnership, work more smoothly together in partnership. on tourism initiatives and the Visit Exmouth website. We will commence work imminently on the next edition of the Visitor Guide, the Exmouth Visitor Guide for 2019-2020. Once again, this will be produced at no cost to the Town Council because the advertising revenue effectively covers the print costs. But we are looking to integrate it more efficiently with the Visit Exmouth website. The Visit Exmouth website is getting lots of hits. It's now hit the number one spot on the Google in most browsers, and our hit rates have gone up significantly, so that's good news. We've still got some money left in our Parishes Together tourism project, which is the project that we instigated in collaboration with Honiton Town Council, and we've got a meeting next week to discuss some printed trail leaflets which are aimed at promoting both towns. Finally, Exmouth Festival. We were blessed with good weather, we had good attendances. It was tiring, it normally is tiring, but everybody seemed to have a good time, and we've had lots of compliments, so yeah, very good. And finally, I think most councillors will have picked this up from the press, but Carla Hiley was awarded the Judges Special Award at the recent 2018 Exmouth Business Awards, and that was in recognition of the work that she does for Exmouth Festival, and I think that was well deserved.
Before I open it up to Fred, Mark and Cherry, I'd like to come back to Carla Hiley, and I'd like the Town Council to show their appreciation that this young lady was recognised in the Festival Awards. Thank you very much. Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, some comments about CCTV working party. I attended a meeting, I believe, on behalf of the fact that I was a member of the CCTV working party last year. I believe that meeting was in conjunction with the Town Hall working party. So I'm at a bit of a loss as to how many people were actually on the CCTV working party, because I thought that it was myself and Councillor Gazzard who were the representatives, which makes it a little bit difficult to elect the chairman out of two. Surely the CCTV working party could be amalgamated into the Town Hall or the future Town Hall working party as a collective rather than just sort of two people making up a CCTV working party, and that's just a suggestion.
I think that suggestion is very important. It's a good one.
I'm going to answer that in a second when we've gone through. Mark?
Well, actually, coincidentally, well, not coincidentally, that was my question as well. I couldn't honestly remember who was on the CCTV working party. I do seem to remember we did consider, when we were considering whether we should take on CCTV, that was a major item in the relocation working group, and both Steve and Fred joined us for those discussions. I instinctively feel I hear that very important decision for the Town Council, and that a working group of two is probably insufficient, and we ought to be looking to expand that.
Thank you. Cherry?
Are we allowed to know what the Freedom of Information request was about? It seems odd that
the phone... We're still on the CCTV, I think, okay. But we can come back to that in a minute. Yeah.
Chair, Maddie?
Thank you, Chairman. I understood at the annual meeting we did vote, because as far as I'm aware, Councillor Cahill, Gazzard, Mark Williamson and myself are on the CCTV committee. We put forward...
We asked for the members to be included. Yeah, so we did increase it. But then we had a conversation about the town working party as well. Well, that was a slightly different party, wasn't it?
But I think there was a discussion of whether the two would make sense for the two to work together or not.
Okay, I'll bring that together then. So, Councillor Cahill's proposition is to bring together the CCTV and the Town Hall Working Party as one. Have I a seconder, please? Mark? All those in favour, please show. Those against, if any? Carried. Thank you very much, and good idea. Thank you.
Would you like me to go back and I'll just answer on the Freedom of Information?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So the Freedom of Information request was in respect of monies that were expended on Christmas lights. So I think there's, with the change of clerk at Honiton Town Council, I think there's been some confusion over the way that that money was allocated for Christmas light expenditure. So the Freedom of Information request, the gentleman from the Honiton and District Chamber of Commerce was seeking clarity on how much we'd actually been awarded across the two parishes for Christmas light expenditure and how much we had forwarded on to Honiton Town Council and at what time we'd done it. And I was able to tell him that it had been paid up, the proportion for Honiton Town Council had been paid in July last year.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Move on. Deputy Town Clerk's report, please.
Emma, do you want to do that?
Thank you. The main things have been the Exmouth Festival, with it being my first. It was quite a learning curve. But to get together lots of volunteers, so meeting them for the first time, but it proved to be quite successful, and we had a bumper collection this year. So I don't know the final figure, but I know that on Sunday we raised about 4,400, just under 4,400.
That's on a Sunday?
Just on the Sunday.
That's fantastic.
So it went really, really well. And I think the volunteers all enjoyed themselves as well. So that was very good. So we'll probably do something with the volunteers just to get feedback and say thank you to them. I also wanted to just ask the Town Council to recognise the work done by Mike Clark and Emily Parsons. They were fabulous. They were there for so much of the time. We couldn't have managed without them, really. They were all fetchers and running around, and Emily was wonderful. She went and sold all sorts of things for us. So, yeah, just wanted to for the council to recognise that. We've also been looking at data protection with the GDPR and the new data protection bill that's been approved in the Houses of Parliament. So we've been implementing the changes. We've still got a lot of work to do, but we've started making the changes, and we're going to need to do an audit, a full audit, and based on the audit, make the appropriate changes. So that there's work to take place there. And then in terms of public realm, we've got the flagpole work to happen this week. So we should have some nice new flagpoles by the end of this week. And I just wanted to pick up on something that really works with this Highways Working Party. We obviously get lots of reports of issues, but it seems that these reports are being reported across the board. They come to us, they go to Highways, they go to county councillors. So to have a focal point may help, because we end up repeating work because of this. So if we can make it such that it is a focal point, and then from that focal point the responses are made accordingly, we may actually be able to move forward, because at the moment things just aren't happening, especially if we have to go to Devon County Council and we can't even get hold of them half the time. So it would be good if we can get the main people involved. That's it, really.
Thank you very much. Good points. Thank you. Back to here. The lag notes. Notes of the meeting held on the 18th of April. First ask Bill and then Steve, please, for a verbal update.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, this is the 18th of April. There has been another one on the 30th of May, which will be reported in the next meeting. The only significant thing you've all read there, there was one very high figure of increase of 86% on burglaries, what they call non-dwelling burglaries. That actual fact, that classification, is burglaries from cars. And it was following through from pre and after Christmas, targeted at Exmouth with gangs from North England stealing from cars, and the great warning went out to say to people, do not leave things in cars. Otherwise, all the other increases or decreases will do in normal terms.
Thank you very much. Steve Gazzard, please.
Thank you, Chair. No, nothing to add to what the firm said. Thank you.
Thank you. Move on. Town team, there's notes of the meeting held on the neighbourhood plan steering group. Notes of the meeting held on the 15th of May. You've got those, if they're noted. Town team, again, notes of the meeting held on the 3rd of May. You've had the notes, so that's noted. Gorfin Hall Management Committee, notes of the meeting held on the 28th of February 2018, and the recommendations therein including that the Town Council approves the construction of an outside covered area.
Mr Chair, this is concern a creation of a dry outside space for the winter months and when rain prevents the use of the grass. The nursery, over a period of a number of years, have been asking for a usable outside space for the winter, because when we have a lot of rain, the small children can't play on the grass area. So over a period of time, we've had quite a number of courts coming in. I mean, we've had courts over £12,000, but we recently had one come in from a local builder of £4,485. Now, I'd like to propose that this Town Council recommends that this goes ahead for the golfing hall. Thank you, Mr Chair.
Thank you. Another seconder?
Yes, I'll second.
Thank you, sir. Bill. For those in favour, please show. Against, if any, carried. Thank you very much. Good effort. District Councillors' reports and County Councillors' reports. Can I please request that the reports are relevant and brief as we possibly can, please? And we'll start with Maddie.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to say I've had a lot of emails. I've been stopped in the street and I've been stopped in Tesco's from parents that say the children love the play area down in Queen's Drive and they keep asking Mum and Dad when they can go back. So, well done, everyone.
Yeah, I'd also like to give my endorsement to the play area. I went down a week Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was packed, couldn't get in there. Excellent venue, some good food, good stalls down there, and it, like I say, well supported. Any more from district?
Yes, just to reiterate, remind all of us, anyone listening, tomorrow, 12th of June, is the first shown on the screen of the ballet. It's the first of many events that's going to be shown on there. And it's a free, so at the moment, everyone's very excited. So please, if you've ever hung your ballet shoes up and fancy, then tomorrow night is the night.
I'll see you in your tutu then.
Thank you very much. Brenda?
Can I just ask a question on that? I understand they needed tickets and to go online, but it's not been possible to get a ticket online.
Yes, answer to you is a very, very good question, Brenda, because the free events, they're not going to be asking for you to go online and get tickets. Some of the events which it says you have to pay for, then you can get tickets online. So the free events, as tomorrow night, you just queue up and go in.
Thank you.
Christine, County Council, please.
Hi.
Tomorrow, I've got a meeting with Meg Booth, who is the Chief Officer for Highways and Transportation. There are three items we've discovered when we talked to them about. First of all, we need to see where we are. We know the traffic orders for the Ipswich area have been passed. We want to see when they're actually going to be implemented and set up from that point of view. The second is that the point that was raised in this council about care workers and parties for them, it does seem to have gone a bit moribund at the moment, so we're raising that as well. And thirdly, the question of traffic lights at Limiton and the fact that youth is building up there, which is important for ambulances and the environment to be able to get out particularly. And we think the county needs to find some money. There's no other way of raising the developer's contribution or something from that point of view. That's that. With respect to the current contract that the scams go, there's actually a saving of £2.9 million in terms of that. So the council not actually wasting your money. It's up to them as to how they supply the people who come and do the work. Unfortunately, when they first took over the contract, they had two key problems in changing staff over. There's been a delay, and that's why there's a backlog of something. They're in the process of clearing that now. Secondly, when we come to look at the potholes, I've been marked up in quite a few places. Because of this, it came to me of where the pothole action fund money is going to be spent in terms of micro asphalt surfacing or patching. And the list is, and some have already been done, the Broadway Exmoor, West Down Lane, Elgin Road, Magnolia Avenue, Midway, Roseway, Stevenston Road, that's definitely been done, Picton Street, Paul Street, Gussyford Lane, and Northview Road. I added to that, we should come out of the hospital, that lane that comes down by Bronte is terrible. It's like a moon crater down there. I asked them if they could do something about that pretty soon, because it's very dangerous, I think, for many points of view. We from our locality budgets, supported the booking of the hall for the health forum, the work forum, last Friday. And I'm delighted to say, that's really good news this week, Littleham School have had an Ofsted, and they've retained their good status. So that's good from the point of view of education in the town. I can tell you quite a bit about the site of work. I don't think that's probably what you want to do.
Thank you. Just for myself, the Exmouth Beach and street scene have received a first time ever award for its beach and sea conditions, of which there is a flag was raised by myself and Councillor Nash and Councillor Williamson last week. It's down next to the RNLI. Okay, right, here we go. Lynn?
I only wanted to make a point, Chair, that the Claremont Road is in fact a Claremont Lane is in fact a private road, so therefore the county would approach before they would get involved because it is a private road. I think Councillor Taylor will probably agree with me on that. Yeah.
Okay. Fred?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just to clarify Councillor Taylor's this there, Elwyn Road, problem was at the Cranford Avenue end of Elwyn Road, so it's actually Cranford Avenue, but saying that, Elwyn Road has got quite a major development in it where they have very large cranes and such like going in who are already destroying the pavements down outside that development as well as the road. So I really am hoping that that can be looked at so that when the development is finished perhaps they can get it reinstated.
Can I have Christine to answer that question, then I'll come on to Steve, please.
Yes, they have. They've taken particular note of that. Just to say, in Douglas Avenue, where the road had been gouged up by the heavy traffic going up to Blumhardt, which I do keep monitored Blumhardt, I should say, because it's still very messy there.
Thank you.
But there's one or two areas where they have monitored it, and they probably will not finish the patching on Elwyn Road until that's been done. But obviously in Douglas Avenue, I've asked they get on with it now because it's getting quite dangerous, I think. But they will, the developer will be asked for contribution to make it good afterwards.
Thank you. Steve?
Can I just quickly come back, Chairman? Can I just add that the contractors that were doing Cranford Avenue were very, very helpful. They did an extremely good job. They kept the place tidy and they allowed access to everybody that lived in the street without any representation. The only problem they had was from one or two members of the public. So I just wanted to be recognised that the team did a very good job.
Acknowledged. Steve.
Thank you, Chair. I just really wanted to say thank you to Councillor Channon on behalf of my colleagues in the fire service and the ambulance service, because it's long as the dues that those lights were in, and I was, and Bill and I were at a recent lag last week when it came up again. The fire service and ambulance service are really concerned that the backflow is now getting even worse, and it's summer coming on. We all know about time in the pipes, so if you can get them pulled the finger out, as you said, we would really appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. On to item 8, please, to receive the consultation on the review of polling districts and polling places which were circulated and to agree a response. Lynn?
I'm happy to concur with the proposed polling districts and polling places that have been suggested. My only concern, as it always is with Little Me, that they actually, it's more signposting, they do have disabled access at the rear, but it's not always actually noticed in such a way, or actually has enough notice, so that people are aware that they can get into the rear of Little Me. But that's the only, because of the steps at the front, it is extremely hard to access, but if they, I think it's more signposting than it is, I can't think of another suitable place to have a polling station, so therefore with that only observation, we would, on our side, would actually concur with the polling stations that have been put in this particular places, or the only other comment we had is we know the council has obviously the number per ward, but I've been in contact with East End because there's still no maps available for us to actually see the new boundaries of the ward.
Thank you, Mark.
Chairman, it's a somewhat bureaucratic point, but since we're making a response, we need to pick up such details. I assume Sam Clark will be sending a response. And if you look at Exmouth Little, when the January count was done, the new electoral register was published for each ward, I found that it in Little and Ward, we've always been used to AM1, AM2, AM3, the three subjects. I opened up another file and found AM4, which was a strange collection of roads called Richmond Road.
That's a new one.
And a couple of roads off it, not just Richmond Road, but it's about three. And they were actually enumerated AM4.
So
we have four subgroups, but they're not actually represented. Now, clearly, you wouldn't have a separate polling station for three roads. I would assume they would go to Clayton House. But where it's listed in the appendix, this is the point. You've got AM1, AM2, and AM3, but AM4 has disappeared. So
I'll highlight that to them.
We're going to lose three roads.
I wonder if it's come back into Little Lung.
It
was taken from Withercombe and put into
Little. That's right.
Okay, thank you.
But it's not represented here.
Right.
I'll respond accordingly.
The town clerk will respond accordingly on that one. Steve Gazzard is next. And then Alex, please.
No, sorry. Chair, Alex is going to speak rather than
going to give way. We're going to give way.
Yeah. I see in the town ward the polling station proposed instead of the Baptist Church, which is obviously in the middle of the area is now Holy Trinity Church Hall, which feels, unless the boundaries change quite a lot, that feels to me quite outside of the main area, and also not really on the main thoroughfare except for people. It's, I don't know what we can do or whether anyone agrees, but I don't know what the rationale behind that is. And it's uphill, it is a steep hill as well, so that was my only, I'm not quite sure why it's changed when that is quite on the extremes of the ward.
The last two elections it has been at Holy Trinity, but I think Steve will concur with me that we did make a complaint that it should be at the Exeter Baptist Church. And I'm happy to concur with it. If you want to put in that again, I'm happy to concur.
So I'll ask town clerk to work on that one, please.
Because we have problems as much as they
do. Maddie, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Can we ask the returning officer, please, to notify all candidates of code of conduct at polling stations? There was some tripping up of the rules last time. Candidates are not allowed in the polling stations to put up posters. It did happen last time, and you're not allowed to approach or intimidate members of the public on the outside. That also happened last time. So if the returning officer could make the rules clear to everyone standing, please.
Thank you very much. So the proposer was Lynn, and the seconder, please, is Steve. Those in favour of the response and the provision of that, the town clerk will accept those three areas. Okay, all those in favour, please show. Against the fame. Carry, thank you very much. Right, that one. Item 9 to review. One second, just got to do a bit of work there. Mm-hmm. To review and adopt the data protection policies. This is basically because of the new GDPR, specifically why and how long we hold data for. A period and basically tightening up on the processes. Lynn?
I'm happy to concur with the paper as written, as this is in line with standard policy both of the government and also for any other organisation that has to follow the GDPR.
Steve?
Yeah, I'm happy to say that, but just a question to the clerk for you. Obviously, a lot of us are East End District Councils, so we've had GDPR training. Will there be any training for town councils who aren't wearing training in their house, please?
Which is Bob?
So one of the things that Chetna mentioned in her deputy clerk's report is that we're probably going to engage the services of an external organisation to come in and help with the audit of all our data. We can certainly ask them if there's some sort of training that we can offer to the town councillors. Yes, we haven't sorted anything out specifically, but it's something we can look into if councillors feel that would be helpful. Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah, just really on Steve's point, I think, and certainly I agree with the data protection policy, but as a town councillor, is there any, like, really what Steve's going on, can we have some sort of guidance in the meantime, even if it's as simple as do not forward on emails from ward members to other councillors without their permission, there's things like that which we haven't been told, and we probably deal with that thinking, is there any even just an easy checklist of things like that in the meantime we could have, so we don't fall far because the legislation is in place now?
Mm. I think one of the issues we had in terms of town councils is that the bill was amended at the very last minute for town councils because it was realised that actually a lot of the legislation is quite unwieldy for town and parish councils across the county. So the advice that we've been getting from the National Association of Local Councils has been very last minute, and in fact they're still catching up because they had to amend all the advice at the 11th hour based on the final reading of the bill as it went through Parliament. That coupled with our heavy workload in May with the festival and year end and the annual town council meeting and all the rest of it, as Chetna said, we've still got some work to do on it. We've started it, but we are behind. So if you can just bear with us, we've got a little bit more capacity now, and we'll try and get some advice out as quickly as we can. And one, as I say, one of the follow-up items is that we're going to get somebody in to help just audit the information that we hold and how we process it, just to reassure ourselves that we haven't missed anything. So we can talk to them as well.
Thank you, Lynn. Very much.
Yeah, I just want to say that the important thing that I think we do need is that it's the data protection part of our emails, which won't take a long time to write, which is important because we're dealing with matters from members of our ward. I think East Devon councillors have already got theirs on their email that says they're acting on behalf of a member. We've got no permission to share that information or to get the response. Now, the wording that you've got on East Devon councillors have on their emails, it won't take long to adapt that. I mean, I certainly have got a habit for work for sharing it and everything else. Mm. And my concern is I understand the pressures you're under and I understand getting an outside person in, but that one clear statement at the moment, I have to say, we're all acting out of the data protection policy and answering the emails and answering the questions we're getting from residents within our own ward. And
so it's covered partially by our updated policies, which we've put on the website. So we have put policies on the website,
yeah,
which cover,
yeah,
the way that we handle and process data. But yeah, I take your point.
Have something,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I've got to work,
yeah,
on. You should be having something that says we might have to share that because certainly we can't get an answer. And I've already had people saying, you know, you're just ignoring me. Well, I'm not. I can't share it anywhere.
Thank you.
Yes, we've had three lots of training at East End. And Henry Gordon has given us a paragraph, obviously, that we can put on our contingents. Now, obviously, we can't share it with town councillors, but I don't know why, as the town clerk or the deputy town clerk, you cannot speak to Henry Gordon Lennox and get permission from him, because he wrote it. And you can put that on your emails, and that will help you. But obviously, you know, although I've got it, I can't give it to you, and I can't give it to anyone else, because it's his. But, you know, that's data protection under his banner. But he might give you permission to put it for councillors to cover them.
So I did gate crash one of Henry's training sessions at the district council when he provided training to officers.
Yeah.
So I did get some of the advice that was given out. But it was quite broad advice, but on the basis that I attended that training session, I'm sure he would be amenable to helping us.
Well,
so I'll have a conversation with him, that's
yeah,
fine.
Because
yep,
I'll save you a bit of bother as well, and help everyone else out.
Yep,
thanks,
that's
good
fine.
Point. So I've got a proposer and seconder to review and adopt the data protection policies within the training for town councillors. Those in favour, please show. Those against, if any?
Steve.
Very much.
Item 10.
Keep ticking too early. Item 10, to ratify the core membership of the Community Resilient Workers Party. Put my teeth back in. As councillors Rob Basting, Steve Gazzard, Maddie Chapman, Fred Cahill, and approved the terms of reference for this working party, which are circulated. Fred.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I've looked at these terms of reference, and I firmly believe that they're very windy for the start of any working party that may be set up in looking at community resilience working. Surely it would be a better idea to set up the working party, i.e. get the volunteers that wish to serve on that working party, and let them look at the terms of reference with any other invited professionals that may need to come along, and then perhaps bring that to another meeting or a further meeting to ratify those terms of reference, because I think this is too windy.
Steve.
Thank you, Yeah. I mean, I think this is a good start, and it gives us something to start with. And there's no reason why we can't expand on it at our first meeting, or take this a little bit separate. So I think it does give us something to start the meeting with. But that's just my view.
I see what you're saying, but if we take this as a term of reference, I think, like I say, we need to sort of actually pull a little bit of this out rather than board it, because it's too early days to actually try and use all of this as a term of reference.
Chair Clark.
Well, I think what we were trying to do was to frame before the first meeting what the scope of the working party would be, so that there was a framework under which it was operating. You can amend them, but I'm aware that there's been quite a lot of debate about the scope for the Community Resilience Working Party. Anyway, I mean, Chetna did quite a lot of work on this in talking with the Devon communities to try and ascertain the terms of reference for, you know, Community Resilience Working Party, and that's where they've been drawn from. Personally, I think it's useful to have them when you're setting up a new working party, to actually table it at a full council meeting that's endorsing the membership. But there's nothing to stop you refining them going forward. They'll have to come back to full council at some point if they are amended.
Yes, basically, as a town council and committee, we are first on the scene. The idea is how we set things up, what is needed before East Devon, housing, street scene, fire brigade and everything else. We need to know what we need to do in terms of emergency with residents, how we can accommodate, who we can get hold of. So actually, East Devon have got their plan part. I did have a work with the chief exec, and it is online, you can print it off. So I think the first thing we need to do is to read through and see what they're doing to start with, and then have a word with each individual saying what they would like us to put forward, rather than us trying to go on our own.
Look
at what is already in place before we can fit into it.
Can I stop you here, please, Barry?
Town clerk. So one of the challenges we have is looking at the legal framework that the town council has to operate in this area. And one of the reasons we framed it in the terms of reference is that there isn't actually a legal requirement for us to do this. So we're doing it under Section 137 of the Local Government Act. It's not, you know, we don't have the jurisdiction per se to provide emergency planning. And that's why the terms of reference are quite important when we start off on this path, because, we're quite constrained actually in what we can do as a town council with no specific piece of legislation. You know, much of what we do, there's a piece of legislation that allows us to do it. Emergency planning, there isn't. So Section 137 is a really vague sort of, you know, banner of legislation under which we can do things, but we do need terms of reference to help steer us, because we're not, you know, we don't have the jurisdiction to do it, and we're quite limited actually in our powers.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay,
so you're both fitting.
Yeah, I think there should be a link with planning, because there may be occasions where a developer has built and somebody might point out the fact that if you've got 100 people, suddenly got to get off of that site. Perhaps you could rearrange the planning itself, but make it a bit easier to do. All sorts of odd things like that could crop up.
Tell Clark, please.
So,
I'll come with you, Steve, afterwards.
Back 12 months, 18 months ago, after some significant delay in getting hold of the county-wide emergency plan, we did get hold of the resilience officer at Devon County Council, Don Maxwell Batten, and he came to one of the flooding and land drainage working party meetings, I think, to share the county-wide emergency plan with us. And within that plan, it identifies a whole list of residences and properties in Exmouth where there might be a higher percentage of elderly or vulnerable people, and they're prioritised as, you know, needing quick response, and you know, they're, it's actually all listed in the community resilience document. So, you know, I come back to the terms of reference, that there is actually an awful lot that's already accounted for in the county-wide statutory plan. And I think the idea is that you need, you know, you need to build another level of response that sits under the county and district emergency plans. You know, they have the jurisdiction and the legal authority to go in, and some of those things are covered, Councillor Toy. But I think where we would add benefit is, for example, to have a look at it on a regular basis and say, well, actually, this new development isn't included in this list of vulnerable properties, or, you know, the emergency refuge buildings that they've recommended. I mean, in a past version of the report, they were recommending Elizabeth Hall as an emergency refuge building. So when Don Maxwell Batten came to our meeting, we said, well, that's no good because that building doesn't exist anymore. You need to rethink that. So that would be the type of input that we could have, and for which, you know, communicating it. So you have a very valid point. But I mean, you know, one way around that would be for one of the planning team members to feed that in through the working party, and there are members of the planning committee being recommended for the membership.
So do I take it that this document could be a ongoing working document?
It can certainly be amended, yes.
Yeah. Right, Steve.
Yeah, I think what we mustn't do, Chair, is to make this procedure more complicated. Mm. I mean, I think the idea is that we are there before all the other agencies get there, and we're there when the other agencies have gone. And I'm quite happy to move the document as it stands, but obviously, taking on Fred's point of view, is that it's a working document, and then our first meeting we look at it, and if it needs to be updated or changed, we bring it back to the full council.
John?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Councillor Gazzard is absolutely right. And when he first came in, certainly we've got the basis, but I honestly believe that our officers need to get the terms of reference, and then you set that committee up and they can work with it.
Right, Fred, so what we're going to do on that is what you propose to start with is we're going to have that as a start and a working document that you proposed it to start with. So we've got Steve as a seconder.
Can I just add in, Chairman, that those four names came out of the flooding and drainage working party, and at that meeting, where four names and four volunteers came through to that working party, if there is any other people that wished, I think it might sort of benefit from maybe a slightly larger group than four. If there's any other volunteers on this council that feel that they've got something to bring to the party, I think that would be useful. And whilst I do have reservations about this this terms of reference, I want to throw the baby out of the bath, and I do agree with what's been said. But I've also taken the opportunity to talk to Pam, who's the emergency planning officer of the Coventry Council, who would be happy to come talk to a working party meeting and give us some benefit of their advice.
Okay, thank you on that one. So I'm going to break this up into two. One, to ratify the core membership of the Community Resilience Working Party as Rob Masding, Steve Gazzard, Manny Chapman and Fred K. Gill. Proposer, Fred, seconded as Steve. Those in favour, please show. Those against, if any. So that's carried. And whilst we're there, should anybody else from the Town Council wish to go on to that working group, names to Town Clerk, please, through leaders of their groups. Then we move on to approve the terms of reference for this working party. Again, with this, proposed by Fred, seconded by Steve, and I may suggest that the start of the first meeting that particular group has, that a chair who has got the knowledge and background, put their self forward as the chairman of that group to make
the
nomination.
Yes,
for the working party to make that nomination. So, those in favour, please show. Against, if any? That's carried. Thank you. Get there. Right, that's number 11. To receive and note the response from the Neighbourhood Plan Steering Group regarding Exmouth Town Council's comments to the pre-submission document, which has been circulated. It has been noted, but I'm going to ask Bruce Desarm to give a quick update. Bruce.
Okay, thank you, members. You will see before you that this is basically our response to the pre-submission document that we had when we met with Roy a couple of months back. What we've got is, if you've read through it, what you can see is the blue is the proposed updates and changes, basically, to what we've got. And basically what we are putting forward, the group is putting forward to you for consideration tonight, is a recommendation that we note these changes, which are in blue, which will be written into the Exmouth Draft Neighbourhood Plan, which of course will be submitted to East Devon District Council. So unless anyone has any significant questions tonight, that's what we propose. And if you do have any other issues to raise, do please bring them up at the next Neighbourhood Plan meeting, which is going to be held on the 19th of June. So that's basically all I have to say, Chair.
Thank you very much. So the recommendation that the Town Council notes these changes, which will be written into the Exmouth Draft Neighbourhood Plan, which will be submitted to East Devon District Council, is proposed by Councillor Desarm. Seconder, please. Mark, all those in favour, please show. Those against, if any. Carry, thank you. And we come on to number 12, to ratify the Town Council's review and statement of internal control, which has been circulated. Lynn?
I'm happy with the paper that's been circulated,
Chairman.
I'm happy to
propose that. Seconder? Steve? Those in favour, please show. Those against, if any. Carry. Next one is the annual council return, to approve section 1 and 2 of the annual return of the year ending the 31st of March 2018, which has been circulated. I need to read out section 1.
You need to do this.
Oh, my apologies. So the adoption of the annual accounts 2017-18, so that's the income and expenditure accounts and the balance sheets which you have in front of you. So a proposer and a seconder for that, please. So that will be Cherry, proposer, seconder, Lynn. Okay, so those in favour, please show. Carry. Now I can go on to
them.
Yep. Yeah.
Acceptance of the internal auditor's report.
The acceptance of the internal auditor's report, which has been circulated. Proposing a seconder, please. Lynn and Cherry. Those in favour, please show. Thanks, if any. Carry.
Can I, Chairman, just acknowledge the practice? Can I just place on them for thanks to Judy Gregory for the work she's done and for the fact that we've got an excellent, yet again, report for the internal auditor for the work that she's done. Can you please record our thanks in the minutes?
Yes,
much appreciated, and a good positive response there. Thank you. And your guidance statements as well. Right, the annual guidance statement, I'm afraid I've got to read quite a bit, so please bear with me. So, Section 1, Annual Government Statement 2017-18, we acknowledge as the members of Exmouth Town Council our responsibility for ensuring that there is a sound system of internal control, including arrangements for the preparation of the accounting statements. We confirm to the best of our knowledge and belief with respect to the accounting statements for the year ending the 31st of March 2018 that, one, we have put in place arrangement for effective financial management during the year and for the preparation of the accounting statements. Two, we maintained an adequate system of internal control, including measures designed to prevent and detect fraud and corruption, and reviewed its effectiveness. Three, we took all responsible steps to assure ourselves that there are no matters of actual or potential non-compliance with laws, regulations, and proper practices that could have a significant financial effect on the ability of this authority to conduct its business or manage its finances. Four, we provide proper opportunity during the year for the exercise of electors' right in accordance with the requirements of the accounts and audit regulations. Five, we carried out an assessment of the risks facing this authority and took appropriate steps to manage those risks, including the introduction of internal controls and/or external insurance cover where required. Five, we maintained throughout the year an adequate and effective system of internal audit of the accounting records and control systems. I'll take a breath. Seven, we took appropriate action on all matters raised in reports from internal and external audit. Eight, we considered whether any litigation, liabilities or commitments, events or transactions occurring either during or after the year end have a financially impact on this authority and where appropriate have included them in the accounting statements. Nine, for local councils only. Trust funds, including charitable, in our capacity as sole managing trustee, we discharge our accountability responsibilities for the fund facets, including financial reporting and, if required, independent examination of audit. This annual government statement is approved by this authority and recorded as minute.
We'll put the minute reference in.
This is to be signed by myself and the clerk at this meeting where approval was given. Before I sign anything here, I've been asked a question. John.
Mr. Chair, it's not a question, but it is in front of us all what you've read out. And this is the first time since I've been a councillor that the chair has read all of this. Is it new rules and regulations?
I read it out last year and the year before. I read it out. Yeah. You should really read it out.
That's correct, and I've read it out.
I know, but it is really important in terms of you understanding.
Just a point on that, John. This is a recorded meeting, so people on the radio or whatever can listen into what we're actually doing. So, good point. I know we're trying to save time, but that's that. So I have a proposer. I have a proposer and a seconder, please. So Steve and Bill. Sorry, Bill.
So one other thing, Bank of State Chetner's just reminded me that actually they've moved the sequence of these things to put more emphasis on. They've moved the sequence of these papers. So the annual governance statement, this bit that I have read out in previous meetings, used to form a latter part of the return, and they've moved it to the front, and they've made it a contingent requirement of the council that you have to explicitly approve that before you go into the accounting statements. So they've put quite a lot of extra emphasis on it. But you should read it out and acknowledge that you've accepted it.
Much appreciated. So those in favour, please show. As against any, that's carried. Thank you. I'll sign that. Do you want to do that?
We can do that after this.
Okay. Fine. Section 2, the accounting statements for 2017-18. Exeter Town Council, Lisa, I'd ask you to read out certification on the left-hand side of the document.
So I will be signing to say that I certify that for the year ended the 31st of March 2018, the accounting statements in the annual governance and accountability return represent fairly the financial position of this authority and its income and expenditure, or properly present receipts and payments as the case may be. And Jeff, as chairman, will be asked to confirm that the accounting statements were approved by this council on this date.
I confirm that these accounting statements were approved by this authority on this date. The minute reference will be placed on here with your approval. The proposer and second. Proposer and second, please. So, Lynn and Cherry. Thank you. Those in favour, please show. Who's against? If anyone, Cherry. Thank you. And we have the asset register.
Earmarked reserves as well.
What's that? Oh, yes, there it is. Right, the ECHO, earmarked reserves as of the 31st of March 2018. This was reviewed in detail at the last Finance Committee.
The proposer and the seconder
for that, so that would be Cherry and seconder, please. John, thank you. Those in favour, please show. Thank you very much. Cherry. And then we have the asset register, which is on the back, and Bill went through this in detail with quite a few people. So may I ask Bill if he would propose?
Yes.
And the second, please, Mark.
Seconded. I was going to ask a question, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Did we not in the end, yes, before it's seconded and passed, did we not in the end sell any of our assets?
We didn't sell very many.
Oh.
No.
Right.
We didn't sell very many.
So I take it our asset register this year is slightly lighter than it was last year.
Not very much lighter.
Not very much lighter.
What we've added in the last financial year is basically the festoon lights along the seafront have been added.
Yeah.
The columns, finger post columns, we've had some work done to that. So it has been adjusted slightly to reflect some of the work we've done to the public realm over the year.
Brian,
thank you.
What we have, we hold, I'm quite happy to second that.
That's right, before we go to...
Yeah, we've seen down lots of assets that have disappeared, you know, since we've had to move. I don't know whether they're in the cyberspace or somewhere. Will they ever turn up again?
They're downstairs.
They're downstairs in next to...
They're in Jeff's office.
In your office, Jeff.
Right, climb over it when we get in. No, seriously, they are downstairs, Brian, I can assure you. So I'm proposer of Bill, and seconder of Mark. Those in favour, please show. Those against, if any. Thank you very much. Before I close the meeting, the next meeting is on Monday, the 9th of July. But before I close, I'd like to thank you for your time, your effort, and the management of tonight's meeting. It's been a positive meeting, and I'd like to keep it that way, please. Thank you very much. Safe journey home. Meeting is now closed.